Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shout out to Mrs. Tobin for the breakfast. It was awesome. I just got to bat my little eyes like I do at you, Leroy, and I get my way, even if it does mean a middle finger at first. Maybe it'll talk my way out of trouble.
So you got breakfast.
I did.
Nope. I didn't.
We have a poll out right now. $7.90 the ticket. You guys can vote. Or @Brent_Tobin. How do you like your breakfast sausage? We found out Leroy's a patty guy. Makes him a weirdo. Right now, Leroy, patties or links is the options. Links winning by a wide margin, 65-35 on the poll.
Yeah, 65% is wrong. Sorry.
All right, whatever. It's a link. I mean, the fact that you need all of your breakfast to be proportional is weird to me too.
What do you mean?
It's just the fact that you need all your food to be within the same arena. Like you have.
Okay. Oh, you mean, if I take a bite of a burger, I want there to be meat every time I bite?
Yeah, it's just strange. It's a strange.
No, it's not.
It's a strange life rule.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Because
the most frustrating thing in life is you go for a hamburger, you lift open the bread. Because guess what? Every time you get a hamburger, you get it home, what's the first thing you do? You lift up the bun to see what you're working with. Even though you know what you ordered, you're still looking to see what you're working with. If you see two little bitty, broken down patties, you're like, I'm not eating here anymore. It sucks.
I don't know, man. I think that you're way off in this. By the way, did you see yesterday that Aldon Smith is back? The Cowboys signed him?
Yeah. Yep, they signed him.
That's a weird one. That kind of just came out of nowhere. Came out of the sky. Man, those Cowboys, they don't care, huh? Like you're passing me anything, and they're just like, yeah, we'll give him a shot.
I mean, why not? Why not? I mean, look, we said that about the Kansas City. Cincinnati Bengals.
I mean, they just did this with Greg Hardy though, and it was a disaster for them. He I mean, it was terrible.
Doesn't all work out. Doesn't
no,
always
it doesn't.
Work out. But they you can try.
No, they certainly try. Trust, but it's almost like wasn't this kind of the Raiders thing back in the day?
Yep. Oh no, if you were fast, they wanted all the fast guys in the league. I will say this: that at some point, if your team's going to be successful, the one thing that you need to have, a few guys outplay their contract, a few guys that you're getting big numbers from that you aren't paying for those big numbers. And so there's a couple of ways to do that. You can do it through the draft, or you can do it like this. It's never going to change. Usually the teams that have a lot of cheap talent that are playing unbelievable, you get two or three good years before you have to pay them. Then however you get that talent, it's fine. But you have to at some point have cheap talent. The salary cap doesn't allow you to just go pay for what you want.
I mean, I guess. He hasn't played since 2015, Leroy.
Yeah, but he wasn't even 30. How old is he? He wasn't even 30 when he had to go.
He's 30 now.
Pass rusher, though.
Even with but that with that long off?
Pass rusher.
I know, you hit me with pass rusher. Why is pass rusher, why do you think that doesn't affect him?
Because it's just a matter of explosiveness. The contact is minimal, and all you're doing is rushing a quarterback.
Jeez.
I mean, why do you think a guy like Harrison could play so long? Just James running Harrison. Around, tackling. James Harrison, plays.
I'm not going to say why I think he could play so long. That would make him maybe come after me. And after we saw that we can't crush eggs, but he can, I don't really think I have anything to say to him. you know what the funny thing is? I'm like, I went to Alden Smith's Wikipedia, and I'm like going down to, 2 days later, NFL issued Smith a 1-year suspension due to his hit and run on August 6th. In parentheses, see legal issues. So then I go down to his Wikipedia where I see legal issues, and my God, that is one of the longest legal issues pages I've ever seen. I'm like, whoa. Oh, yeah. He's got a lot on him, man.
I mean, yes. Certainly does.
Smith, 2013, Smith involved a single accident. He was subsequently arrested suspicion of driving under the influence, possession of marijuana. After a loss to the Indianapolis Colts, third week of the football season, he entered rehab. 2014, he was arrested and detained at Los Angeles International Airport, where Smith became belligerent and uncooperative with a TSA agent who alleged that Smith was carrying a bomb. After the interviews revealed Smith did not clearly state that he was carrying a bomb, L.A. County attorney decided to drop the charges. He was suspended 9 games in 2014. In 2015, he was arrested in Santa Clara for an alleged hit and run, driving under the influence, and vandalism charges. So he must have run into something. Jeez.
It is. Wow.
2018, someone called the police to Smith's home, reported that he had consumed multiple bottles of tequila and that he bit her wrists. Bit her wrists. Jesus. Yeah, all right. Well,
that's brutal.
He was
the John Jones of football.
Just as far as like freak talent?
Just
he's
always
been arrested more times than John Jones has for DUI.
Oh, sure. Sure. But he was in a lot of trouble and he was really good. So kick Jeez. The tires. How much
kick
money did they give
him? Kick the tires. $4 million.
Think about that. Right? A guy haven't played in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're offering him $4 million.
I know, man. But I understand why you do it. Like, he's a supreme talent. But in a sport that... always, like we were just talking about this with Tua, like, you know, NFL doesn't like media, doesn't like distractions. If you see a guy who has a rap sheet this long, he hasn't played in 4 years.
Right.
Like, at what point, what do you have to see in a workout? Like, is he running faster than ever at the workout? And I know they say,
I don't know.
Saying like he's sober now and that he's changed his life and all that stuff. It's like, all right, man, like, you know, To your point of John Jones, you know how many times we've heard that story with John Jones where it's like, yeah, change, put it behind us, everything's on the good beaten path, and you know, I'm surprised that at any point like an NFL team would want to take any kind of risk.
Well, this is a little different though. This is a little different in that he's been out of football longer. Maybe he's grown some. I don't know. I'm just saying that John Jones, like, the most he's missed is a year?
Over a year. I think he missed like 18 months.
Right. So is it really, you know, far enough removed and with the amount of money that he's made?
Okay, but like the last time, like his, first of all, he hasn't played a full season since 2012 where he was amazing. He had 20 sacks. Okay. Mm-hmm. 2013, he had 8.5 when he played in 11 games. So... but the years after that, 14 and 15, he played half the season. So, like, you're talking about a guy who hasn't played a full, elongated place of football in what's going to be 7 years, Leroy. That's crazy. Yeah,
it is.
That's crazy, man.
With no guaranteed money, if it doesn't work out, you cut him.
Yeah, but if it doesn't work out, everyone's gonna be like, well, why be surprised? Why were you surprised that that happened?
And I'm, you know, like, I'm just, it didn't cost us anything.
I don't know. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Link's still kicking your ass, Leroy, just to let you know.
Yeah. That's baloney.
Somebody says, Adam lets us know, neither. Sausage is gross. I'm definitely way more of a bacon guy than a sausage guy. I think bacon dominates sausage. But if I have to have sausage, links. Links all the way. So this is interesting, Leroy. Howard Stern announced on his radio show this week that next Wednesday, he is going to be interviewing new Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback, Tom Brady.
Wow.
Tom Brady is going on the Howard Stern show. Now, a lot of people are excited about this, and a lot of people think, all right, this is going to be a gold interview. Here's what I think. I think you're going to get nothing. Nothing. I don't even think the king of all media can get anything out of Tom Brady.
No?
Nope. I think he's got too much power. I think there are certain guys, certain athletes can go on even the greatest interviewer maybe we have in the history of our medium. And I truly think that about Howard Stern. His interviews are legendary. He's great at it. But I don't think that even he can crack the machine who's been drilled in with a Patriots culture for all these years. I don't even think he can get anything out of Tom Brady. Now, the only thing that's a wild card in this is if Tom Brady feels released, if he feels freed because he's no longer under the Belichick regime, that now he can say anything he wants willy-nilly. What if we just got like a real renegade Tom Brady? That'd be
not his
cool.
Makeup. Not his makeup, though. You think it wasn't his makeup because he played for New England? Or you think that's just his personality?
I think everybody has that.
His personality.
Really? So you don't think everybody just has that New England in them and they're just they're ready to go? They'll be like a shield?
Let's keep it real. There's a lot of people in this world that are aware of their circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you throw stones at people, that means that now people are going to start looking at you. Okay? Now, the one thing that Tom Brady has avoided is any criticism about some of the things that he's done in his career. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, for example, and the only reason why I'm saying this is because of the people, not because of whatever. If Antonio Brown were to leave a pregnant girlfriend to go date somebody else, what would you say?
Well, not only left a pregnant woman to go date like Rihanna. Like,
right. Sure. Sure. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But usually, you know, things happen. You know, I don't know what the situation was or whatever. But nobody ever mentions that with Tom Brady. You know why? Because he don't put himself out there like that.
Nope.
He doesn't put himself out there and say things that make people then turn and look and like, whoa, if he's going to stand on his soapbox, let's check out his closet.
Literally the only windows we've had into Tom Brady's soul over the last 20 years have been interviews with Sully and Murph in the morning. Which, by the way, our company paid handsomely for every single year.
And he quit. He stopped because of where they were going with that.
Right. And then the other one is those damn Jim Gray interviews they did before Monday Night Football every week. Ugh. And those were awful. I mean, awful. Just awful. And then the only reality show is a Tom Brady production, TB12 Productions, where we learned that he kissed his son on the mouth. I mean, that's these are the windows into Tom Brady's soul. But, I mean, if you really got Tom Brady, like if Howard Stern was able to put to unveil and really peek behind the curtain, I mean, you would think there's going to be some juice there between being, you know, the Deflategate, the Belichick relationship, married to Gisele Bündchen, leaving Moynihan and all that type of stuff, why he wants to stay on the East Coast. Like, if he can, I mean, if anybody can do it, it is Stern. I just don't think he's going to be able to. I think guys here's what I think. I think guys like Brady, Jeter, LeBron, I don't think you could crack those guys.
Here's what I'll say about that. Part of the reason why that relationship lasted so long, because it's part of who Tom Brady is. It fits because he has the personality to fit it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some people that are just outgoing and personable and you know, like charismatic and stuff like that, you almost have to be a different person with New England. And you can be that up to a certain extent, right? But if you look at all the people with big egos and big personalities that have gone there, it's lasted for a while, and then they got tired of it, right? It started to where it affected the team. Tom Brady doesn't have the personality like that. So that's why that could last so long.
Yeah, like if we were able to get, and this would never happen, but if you were able to get Jeter on, has Jeter ever been on Stern? I doubt that he has. And Stern starts unleashing like the starting line. Everybody knows about the Jeter starting lineup of the women he's dated. You know, back in his prime, obviously he's a very happily married man now. But Jeter's got himself a resume. All right, this isn't your normal athlete resume. This dude has an all-star game. I mean, from Mariah Carey to Scarlett Johansson to Jessica Alba. I mean, that's just to name a few. And now he dates and now he's married to a swimsuit, an SI swimsuit model. Like he's Jeets. He's doing what Jeets should be doing.
Right.
But he'd never go on Howard Stern. Stern, I don't think, could get anything out of him because he's a ninja when it comes to this stuff. And I feel like Brady is the same. He's got that same type of black belt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But the way you go about it is you don't talk about those things.
Right. But why?
You go somewhere else. You soften them up a little bit.
But you also know if you agree to go on that show that stuff's going to be asked. You have to know. Like, Howard Stern is one of the rare interviewers where, like, you don't give, there's no, you can't ask this, you can't ask that. Like, that's, you don't agree to go on that show if you're going to have parameters. That's not going to happen.
Okay. Here's the other thing you need to know. Why is he going on Howard Stern?
True. Exactly.
So there could be something that he wants to put out there.
And if he's going to put something out there, I doubt it's going to be his love life with Giselle. I feel like it's going to be the hose down Belichick.
No. Why? What's the point? How do you hose down a guy you won 6 Super Bowls with?
It just wants these.
That seems very Tobin-like.
Hey, you tell me all the time. You say I'm not the only one like this. The petty is strong in people.
No, it doesn't mean he's not. That wouldn't be like you if he decided that after 6 Super Bowls, right? You have now decided you're going to go be team petty. Like, that's going to have a negative effect, right? If you won 6 Super Bowls.
I don't know. I think that's going to be one of those things where, you know, like Bill Simmons, I think yesterday was on Colin Cowherd and why did you make this ending? And like, I know there's a funny moment last week with Katie Nolan, a Murphette, where she is going out there and she's saying F Tom Brady, you know, like you don't know how you're going to react. You don't want to react like this. It's just how people react. And so maybe he wants to put the spin back on his favor to let people know that he left because he felt disrespected by Belichick.
All right. No, I don't
think. This is honest. And by the way, this is honestly the most fascinated I've been with the whole Brady thing the entire time, because we haven't talked a ton of Tom Brady, even with all this stuff going down. But him going on Howard Stern fascinates me. I want to know what, like, whether or not he's going to crack, or like Leroy said, if he's got dirt to give. Because
I just think when you think of a guy like Tom Brady going on Howard Stern, the first thing comes to mind to me is, what's the agenda? You see what I mean? Like, maybe Tom Brady wants to put something out there, something that he's doing. Hey, what is he doing? What is he, you know, what's going on? What is Tom Brady trying to get out there? It just seems random. Of all the places he would go on, you know, to do an interview, that would seem like the last place, right?
Yeah, I would think so. Somebody texts in, like Tom Brady, Howard Stern is a shell of himself, so he'll probably get nothing out of him. Nah, see, here's the thing. That stuff doesn't, like, first of all, he's got a big staff. The research is always tremendous going into those interviews. Like, people, you know, I was actually, you know, I was talking to some guy the other day. He's like, you know, because he found out what I did, and he goes, oh, yeah, you listen to Stern, but Stern sucks now. Like, that's the, whether you, first of all, he's the best to ever do it as far as in the radio medium and success-wise. But if you want to talk about things that, it's like things that don't leave an athlete, Leroy. Being a good interviewer, I don't feel like that leaves you. I think you're either good at it or you're not. And if you are good at it, I think that Howard Stern is still going to have that. It's not like a wacky bit where he's like throwing bologna at a stripper's butt or something like that.
Uh-oh. I think I might have got, let's see. Leroy, the great Pat Riley gave LeBron his first chip because we know Cleveland wasn't going to do it. And now look how he treated him at the end. Boxed in. That's not true.
Agreed.
That's not
true. Was that text from me? That was...
No.
Did I text that in?
No. No. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You honestly think LeBron thinks Pat Riley got him a championship?
He should.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Playing with
Team
Mo
Petty
Williams,
doesn't count.
But playing with Mo Williams his entire career, really had a great running mate there to get those championships.
Yeah, but he knew dude, who he was going to play with.
Dude, he couldn't convince anybody to play in Cleveland after he won championships. Like Joe Johnson was picking Miami over Cleveland even afterwards because he's like, bro, look, I love you, but Cleveland.
By the way, didn't Joe Johnson play basketball in the NBA this year after playing in the Big Three?
Nah, not really. They gave him a shot.
Oh, he didn't play?
Nah.
He was on the team, wasn't he?
He was on the Pistons. They gave him a shot, but I don't believe he played. I don't think he
played. Oh, okay. But he played the Big Three this summer, right?
He was the MVP. We're back after this. All right, everybody. I want to remind you that Orion Fuels and Dowsers convenience stores are truly steps beyond convenient. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We would take you up until 10 o'clock today. My son wanted me to get his car out, Leroy. He's getting way too big for one of those Power Wheels sports cars that he's. Yeah. Dude, your legs barely fit in that, Tommy. You need to get something bigger, man. I don't know. We got to figure it out, though.
When does your wife start?
I think she starts soon. I think at 9. Oh, I know at 9, my daughter has her first live class.
Wow.
But yeah, man, it's business is going to pick up here for sure. We're just talking some nonsense.
Can anybody do anything with Tommy in the house?
Yeah, he's been pretty good, actually. As long as you give him, he's very good about just kind of playing with toys by himself and come up with his own stuff. The only time it gets crazy is like when he wants to do like arts and crafts or something like that. Like if he wants to like paint, because then it's like blood sport. Like paint's gonna go all over the place, clay's gonna end up on the wall. But if he wants to play like a game or if he wants to play with toys, he's good with that stuff. He can entertain himself really well.
My day goes. I'll get a question.
Yep.
Daddy, where's the spray paint? I'm like, what? Where's the spray paint? What do you need spray paint for? I want to paint. I'm like, it's too windy. I have a spot outside where I can spray paint. I'm like, that's just out of the blue. So I have to keep an eye on it because now she thinks she's a little baker.
Yeah.
She bakes stuff.
Yeah, well, listen. I told my wife, I said, let's get some like a lemon cake or something like that going. I like a lemon square.
Oh, I like a good lemon square.
A lemon square is good, man. My wife made some awesome lemon squares this weekend, and now she's looking to upgrade to lemon cake. She's really looking to have business pick up. The home bakery is going good.
They have pumpkin squares too. Pumpkin spice.
Dude, I will not eat anything pumpkin. Pumpkin goes straight to hell.
What?
I mean this fully and with all the sincerity in my heart. Pumpkin can go straight to hell. I don't like pumpkin spice anything. Nothing. I'll dabble in some pumpkin pie. Dabble. But it's not in my top five of pies. Not even close.
What is your top five of pies?
Top five pies? You got apple, numero uno. All right.
Really?
Strawberry, rhubarb.
Wait. Here, question. Now, if you have to say a la mode, then it can't be, you know what I mean? It can't be in your top five because you got to add stuff to it.
I don't need a la mode. I mean, a la mode makes it good, but I don't have to have a la mode. I love a crumbly top.
Apple pie is made by a la mode.
Strawberry rhubarb is a good pie. What? Oh, I love bitterness. I love stuff that's like bitter.
That's a country pie.
Yeah. Oh, those are the days, Leo. You talk about some farm pies that are made in upstate New York.
Yeah.
Ooh, those are good pies. Real good. Actually, I should take it back. Number one pie, because I was thinking just fruit. My number one pie is key lime pie. That's my favorite pie, to be honest with you. Key lime pie, number one. I go Dutch apple pie, number two. Strawberry rhubarb, number three. Four pecan pie. And five, number five, I don't know. I don't have a top five. Those are the four I like.
All right.
Pizza pie.
Here we go. We got first on the top of the pie chain is sweet potato pie. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Pecan pie is a close second. Only reason why it's a close second because I can get pecan pie more often than I can get sweet potato pie.
Yep.
For some reason, people outside of the South treat sweet potato pie as a seasonal thing, and it is not, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got my pecan pie. Pumpkin pie can kick rocks.
I don't like pumpkin pie either.
Apple pie, right? I know it's not called a pie, but it is definitely, I consider it a pie. Cheesecake, right? I'm a cheesecake guy.
Oh, I love cheesecake.
And then, right. And then, I don't know, people trying to give me banana cream. Not a banana cream pie. And then I'm indifferent to key lime pie. I'll kick the tires on it, but it's not a must have. That's it. That's my four. All the other pies I'm going to treat the same, except for pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie, I got to kick rocks.
You know, yesterday, Leroy, we found out the news that Khabib is not coming to fight for UFC 249. He's going to stay quarantined in Russia. Tony Ferguson told Ariel Helwani afterwards that he is going to he wants Khabib stripped of the title. And I was thinking about this long and hard, Leroy. I was thinking about, should Nurmagomedov be stripped? And a lot of people would say, in the midst of a pandemic, that's ridiculous. Why? How could you strip your champion in the midst of him not being able to travel because of a worldwide disease?
Can I tell you why?
On the surface, you're right. However, let me tell you this. Let me give you a little history to this thing, Leroy.
Okay.
Tony Ferguson was interim champ. When Conor was off fighting Floyd Mayweather Jr., Tony Ferguson was champion of the world. All right? He won that championship on a card. He was supposed to fight Khabib. Khabib never showed up. Couldn't make weight. He lost his interim championship, Leroy, stripped because he tore his knee on television cables while working for the UFC, doing media coverage to promote his fight. And they took away his title. If that is the precedent in this division to take away a title, a guy flying to Russia on a whim to take himself out of a title fight that the president has been so the president of the company has been so gung ho about having, maybe not that crazy.
I do think he should get stripped of it because if you stripped it from Tony Ferguson doing stuff for the UFC, you gotta take it.
I think so, too. I think that... Now, look, the thing with the strip of the title is I don't know what that does as far as helping Tony because eventually people are still going to want him to fight Khabib. People look at Khabib beat Conor. He's the man that beat the man. So everybody looks at Khabib as the real champ. So I don't really know in the end what it does for Tony, but it does feel like Tony deserves to fight for a belt because he is out here. They never took away a championship date, even with all the tough circumstances. He's been training. He's been doing everything he has to do to have this fight happen. I think that he deserves to fight for a championship when he decides to fight on April 18th. And the only way I think you do that is to take the belt away from Khabib.
The problem is that a lot of these, you know, a lot of people in the fight game don't understand that you have people that draw and people that don't.
Right.
Right? And if you're a big draw, you usually get the benefits of these rules. And if you're not, then you don't.
Yeah.
But these are here. Yeah. Here's the other thing is that I think having the interim title, it increases your payout. Correct?
It does.
How about this? Dana's throwing this thing together. He doesn't want that to be for a title fight.
I think Dana White is paying Tony Ferguson handsomely for this. Okay.
He's
going to get paid. Yeah, for him to want to stay on, I think that he is he's getting paid handsomely. Like even yesterday in his interview, he's like, "I'm staying on. You know, I'm not gonna take away this from the fans. I know that there are fans that have been looking forward to this." So he is he's still gonna do that. I think that he is gonna get paid handsomely for this. Text writes in, "Dark sunglasses inside help take Tony's belt." That is true. He is the sunglasses indoors guy. That I can't defend.
Right.
I love the guy. Listen, but there's nothing
somebody yell, "If you would have took those damn sunglasses off, you might have seen where you were walking."
It's a fair point. It is a fair point. But nonetheless, he was there to work. He was there to promote his fight on behalf of the UFC. So, I mean, it's crazy how Leroy. I can't even tell you, this fight's so cursed. You trip on a television cable, a pandemic. Can't make weight. I mean, you know, those are the three ones that hurt. Like the first two attempts, these guys weren't champions yet. They were up and comers. So I don't look upon it as the same as when these guys were fighting for championships and fighting for the opportunity to fight Conor for the championship.
Yeah, but now even it means still, something.
This means everything. This is for the guy who is the guy who is the top 155 pound fighter in the world, which is the best division in the UFC. And we can't get this damn fight together. I mean, it really, it is horrible. I'm so hurt as a fan. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. You can text show 67974. I want to remind you guys that Orion Fuels announces convenience stores are truly steps beyond convenient. Hope everybody's doing well out there. I know all the parents getting ready to probably get another day going of homeschooling. I know all the teachers doing an awesome job of getting ready to get your kids taught. So good luck to everybody for another day. I know this isn't the most ideal time. Yesterday we had the governor finally announce that he is going to do a statewide stay at home, which is going to go into effect tonight at midnight. So just everybody stay safe. I know this is crazy, crazy times out there. And, you know, you're all doing the best that you can. And this is ideal stuff. People are not ideal stuff. People are going stir crazy, all that type of stuff. But, you know, we'll get through this, man. I know I really feel that way, Leroy.
Yeah. I mean, look, I guess from just watching TV and trying to pull what I can about the situation, we're not close. And the more we can do to, you know, abide by the rules before the rules themselves get extreme, the closer we'll get to getting through this.
Yeah.
Get off the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stay at home. Wear the mask. And be safe.
So yesterday, Leroy, did you see that a lot of Ravens fans were put into a tizzy because Antonio Brown was working out with his cousin, Hollywood Brown, and Lamar Jackson?
You mean Baltimore Tobin?
What do you mean Baltimore? That's not a thing.
Baltimore Tobin is making whale noises right now.
Hold on. That's not true. There's nobody in Baltimore radio right now who's going, because AB's out there working out with his cousin and Lamar Jackson. But should they be?
Is it his cousin?
Yeah.
And nobody just meant to point that out?
It was pointed out. I remember it was pointed out because I remember it was pointed out when he was kicking the crap out of the Dolphins 59-0 and Minkah Fitzpatrick quit.
Hey, but how did Tobin, Baltimore Tobin handle that?
What do you mean?
Finding out it was his cousin, that's why they were working out. Did he end it or did he keep making whale noises?
I mean, he's also working out with the quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson was tweeting at Antonio Brown yesterday. It wasn't just his cousin. I mean, it was working out with the quarterback, the MVP of the league. So, I mean, maybe he thinks this is pretty good. I enjoy working out with Antonio Brown.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that based on my experiences with Miami Tobin, I could hear him right now. Good morning, Baltimore. Business has picked up.
He put Lamar Jackson isn't helping things when he puts a little devil face emoji after Hollywood Brown puts out the picture of Lamar Jackson, Antonio Brown, and them together. And then Lamar Jackson says, "We running this back, fam," to Antonio Brown. Come on. I mean,
so he's trolling.
Or he's campaigning.
Oh, see that look. See, I put this stuff out there so you guys would know or get a little insight of what Baltimore Tobin is doing this morning.
Hold on. Baltimore Tobin is just saying someone has to give in. Someone's going to give Antonio Brown an opportunity to play football this year, right?
Yep.
That one kind of makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Or Baltimore Leroy would say, or AB could come here and ruin his cousin, and then you lose two receivers.
Oh. Oh, you think that could happen?
Okay.
Yeah, well, I didn't think about it.
He hasn't ruined Juju yet.
He hasn't. In fact, it seems like he continues to poke at Juju, so it seems like that's going the other way for him. But maybe his cousin can keep Antonio in line a little bit more because he's like, come on, man. You know, we're family.
All right.
Maybe. I don't know. Or you don't trust that? You don't think that's the way it would go?
No. No, I think AB is going to be AB. Now, I will say this, and this happens in sports. Sometimes guys have a respect for other players that they didn't have for other guys that they play with. So, for example, because these guys are working out, when one of those situations get, well, you know, how they'll get with Antonio Brown, then Lamar or Hollywood could go say, yo, look, man, come on. And he'll respect him enough to kind of tone it down, right?
Right.
Whereas how he felt about Ben was such that he always felt that he could just go full steam ahead.
Because I would guess I don't know if anyone's going to flat out take Antonio Brown. It feels like it's why people thought the Tom Brady thing was going to go down, because it feels like he needs someone almost to vouch for him. Like, it's gotten so crazy. That's crazy to think about, one of the best receivers that we've ever seen. That he needs somebody to vouch for him to take a chance on him. But it feels like it would take something like, obviously the MVP of the league and the guy's cousin saying to John Harbaugh, no, we think this could be something really special.
Uh-oh, somebody said, well, you have Ravens fans in your audience who are making no whale noises.
Oh, really?
Who are making whale noises.
Really?
Yep, see? So yep.
Feeling froggy.
Yep. I told you. It's
Look,
your
dude,
fault.
If you have Lamar Jackson tweeting that stuff out, I don't know what to tell you. Like, that's almost like him starting the campaign already, getting ready with John Harbaugh. You think he FaceTimes John Harbaugh and John Harbaugh's like, hey, what's up, Lamar? You out there? You social distancing? He goes, Yeah, coach, social distancing, you know, run some routes today with, you know, with Hollywood and AB. He goes, excuse me? Yeah, with Antonio Brown. You know, he was in the area. You know, we're down here in South Florida. And just figured, you know, we need an extra receiver, get a little bit of run. You know, it felt good, coach. Chemistry was good. Chemistry was, he knew the routes right away.
Hey, Baltimore Tobin dodged the AB bullet until today. Now Baltimore Tobin is hunting orcas and whales to land AB.
Hey, man, if you're telling me Alden Smith is getting a shot with somebody, I can't imagine that Antonio Brown's not going to get a chance. Someone is going to take a chance on him.
What's worse, the bad locker room guy or the guy who keeps getting in trouble?
I mean, Antonio Brown's he's a different level because now the guy has a damn documentary crew following him whenever there's troubles, whenever there's somebody he wants to blow up in the locker room.
Right. All right.
He hosed down the Patriots owner and it talked about spas.
He apologized
on Twitter. On Twitter. Right. I've never seen anything like that. I'm like, oh my. I mean, it was funny. It was funny. I appreciate it.
Hey, but if Brady can't get AB to Tampa, why would you think Lamar and Hollywood would be able to get him to Baltimore?
I think, yeah, I had forgotten that Bruce Arians had a pass with Antonio Brown. I forgot about that. I don't know if Harbaugh does.
He basically said no.
He says no. Not a fit. And somebody, and then dude was like, what about, he tried to be nice about it and be like, oh, well, we just don't have the money for it. And then they were like, well, what if it was a minimum deal? He goes, not a fit. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I guess that's that.
Look, man.
He's like, I tried to be nice about it.
The one thing I'll say is this. If I'm a coach, I'm kicking the tires. Right? If I need a receiver. But if I decide not to do it, it's not his fault. It's AB's fault. It's AB's fault that people feel this way about him based on what he has done with now three teams. So to assume that this time is going to be different, I mean, it's kind of crazy, right?
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, it would be. It's like he's gonna go on the tour. He's gonna be apologetic. He's gonna be like, I don't know who
teams.
I was.
Three and teams, then, and one of them include the Raiders.
Right. But he's gonna have there is gonna be the tour where he talks about him being a different guy and this being a different situation. The problem is, what happens when, you know, Marquise Brown goes and he has, you know, a huge game, and Antonio Brown got two catches. Is he going to be like side eyeing people, right, or is he going to be happy for him?
Right
now, it might be different because it's his cousin.
Right, but guess what? Okay, if you had to think of what team that has brought guys in that have had issues and straightened them out and got them to perform on a football field, you would say it's New England, right?
Yep.
Okay. So now what?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Look, I don't question whether he can do it. I question whether a team is willing to take that chance.
We'll get your headlines. We'll get you caught up on things. You can text us 67974. Also give you an update on how people like their sausage. That's next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.